start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. After being gone for the last 4 or 5 days, it's good to be home. We're getting closer to Christmas. And unfortunately, this Magic Club looking for a W any way they can get it. They now have lost 6 consecutive games after falling last night in Chi-Town, 112-94. Denzel Valentine leading the way with 16 points for the Chicago Bulls, who had 6 players in double figures. For the Orlando Magic, continuing to show the effects of that injury-riddled roster, and hopefully can get some good news coming up here in the next couple of days. Joining me on this program in a matter of a minute or two, we're going to hear from Magic General Manager John Hammond and get his thoughts on what he sees with this group right now, how he's assessing the trade market that's out there, and could a move be on the horizon for your Orlando Magic. So we'll get into all of that and just get his thoughts on what he sees with this group here the last 6 and kind of how he keeps everyone's spirits up, because this is tough right now. As we all know, Magic 11-21 after starting the season 8-4 has been pretty frustrating. I know injuries are a big part of that. I know effort level and competing is a big part of that as well. So we gotta. There's no margin of error for this group, even when fully healthy. And if they go through a spell where they don't compete at their best or at their hardest, it'll be very difficult to win a basketball game. And then especially you start taking away starters and key pieces, awful lot to overcome. So we'll get his opinion on what this group looks like here moving forward. Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season, and you'll get a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all 4 Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass for more information. Well, time now on this beautiful Thursday evening to welcome in the general manager of the Orlando Magic. He is John Hammond, and he'll be spending a few minutes with us here on the program. And John, we're 4 days away from Christmas. So I ask you, is your portion of the Christmas shopping all done?
Hey, Dante, I think with that part, I'm okay, but I appreciate you asking.
Are you an online guy at all? Do you do anything online, or do you get out and visit all the stores?
I would do a little bit of both.
John, well, I know, give us an assessment of this club right now. I know, unfortunately, falling on a bit of hard times here with 6 straight losses. I know EP kind of got on some guys last night as far as effort and defense. What are you seeing with your group here of late, John?
Well, I mean, I think we can talk about a couple things. We can talk about that maybe to a certain extent. We can talk about maybe a more consistent effort, maybe more consistent effort defensively. But look, Dante, I think we, like any other team in the league, you go what we've gone through from an injury standpoint. I mean, you know, go down the list. No, right. Evan Fournier, who leads our games and leads our team in points per game. You know, take out Aaron Gordon, who's had already 2 40-point games this year. Take out Terrence Ross, who's a very good 3-point shooter and good defender, and take out how many games Jonathan Isaac has missed. I mean, look, Dante, that's 4 of our top 6 to 7 players.
Right.
And, you know, you really, I don't know any team that can overcome that. So we have to get ourselves back healthy and get back on the floor.
Okay, well, that's great insight, John, and I think that's good for fans to hear. Is that the biggest part of it, you think, is just the inconsistency and the obviously the travel schedule and this rash of injuries right now?
Oh, 100%. I mean, Dante, it's pretty simple. I mean, look, you know, you look at the great start we had, and maybe we were playing a little over our heads, playing extremely confident, shooting the ball from 3-point range. We as a team, you know, got off to a start as in the season, starting shooting almost over 50% as a team from 3-point range. Individuals having a great start. You know, we did kind of hit a little wall there, but you know that's going to happen.
Sure.
You know things. You know, you can't. They'll say live and die by the jump shot. So, you know, we knew we weren't going to continue that, but we thought we could still continue to play hard, compete, and find ways to stay in games and win games. But Dante, without players, you can't do it. I mean, no, you look in the league and say, okay, here it is. It's pretty simple. There's a very small grouping of teams at the very top, whatever that is, 3-4 teams, 5 teams, whatever it might be, that say, you know what, we have a team that's capable of winning a championship. And then you've got like another small grouping at the bottom that looks and says, you know what, that's not who we are today. And then there's so he takes the extra 20-plus teams, whatever that might be in the league, and say there's a large group into those teams, and what you need is you need good fortune and you need good luck. And there's nothing more important than the good luck and good fortune of health. You have to have health to be competitive, and we haven't had that.
And, John, you've been doing this for a while, and you know, and you've seen a number of teams go through misfortune and have good fortune. And I know it's probably hard to sit there and count on that, but I know you have your experience to fall back on and understand that these things do happen and these stretches do happen throughout the course of a season.
Well, Dante, I always look back. I'll give you two examples. You know, that our run that I had with Joe Dumars in Detroit, with Joe as the president of basketball operations and myself as VP of basketball ops, you know, we had seven straight seasons of 50 win seasons, 6 straight Eastern Conference finals, 2 finals and a championship. And I always say in regards to that, our greatest attribute was not Chauncey Billups' ability to hit the 3-point big shot or Rip Hamilton's ability to move without the ball or Ben Wallace leading the league in shot blocks and rebound, the defensive player of the year, and Rasheed Wallace's stretch of floor and Tayshaun Prince's defense. All of those things you can talk about. At the end of the day, it wasn't that. What it was about our good, fortunate health. Dante, we went through an amazing run of 6 to 7 years of no injuries.
Wow.
Any team that can do that is going to have a chance to be successful. I'll fast forward into Milwaukee just a few years ago. You look at preseason predictions. Going into that season, teams looked at the Milwaukee Bucks and said, hey, if they catch breaks and if they stay healthy, they have a chance maybe to slide in, maybe kind of like we are this year, slide into the 18th, eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, Dante, we were just besieged by injuries. This is not going to happen to us. You know, we're going to be better than this. We already have enough wins to cover that. But, you know, we ended up had the worst record in the NBA that year because of injuries. We had a 15-win season. We got the number 2 draft, and we were able to draft Jabari Parker, and already had Giannis, and that kind of kickstarted everything for Milwaukee, and I think to where they're at right now. But I mean, look, it happens. You're right. You know, you stay in this long enough, you're going to have the good fortune, you're going to have the misfortune, and you're going to have some average fortune. You know, good luck along the way too.
And when you talk to guys, what do you kind of tell them to keep their spirits up? Because I know you're right, but it's got to be frustrating at times for players, especially some guys that have not gone through this before. So how do you kind of get that message across to some of the guys and keep them competing for you?
That's exactly what you do, Dante. You just try to communicate with them. You try to communicate with them and talk to them about you know, where we're at, the realization of kind of what we're going through right now. And look, you don't have to explain very far. They know. They know who's missing on the floor with them.
Right.
So they get it. They understand it. You know, I do respect and appreciate the guys who are out there playing right now, in particular our starters, the remaining starters, the remaining key rotation guys, and Elfrid Payton and Jonathan Simmons and Nicholas and Nick Vucevic. You know, Nick has been playing so well for us. And, you know, you appreciate that, and you thank them for their effort, and you say, hang in, we're going to get better.
Yep, that's right. That's a good message. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, and it felt like the cavalry was coming. You get Aaron Gordon back, and then he goes out with the calf, and then you get Jonathan Isaac back, and I know he had a sore ankle last night. Well, what's the latest on Jonathan, and how will you treat this the next couple of days?
Well, I think everything is okay. You know, I think he just kind of – I think he went down and landed on the foot. He didn't roll the ankle. I think he just kind of jammed it, maybe jammed some you know, okay, ligaments that are probably a little tender into that ankle area. But expect him to be – hopefully to kind of talk about a day-to-day process with him and have him on the court again much sooner rather than later, because, look, we're patient with Jonathan. There's no doubt whatsoever. You know, we know what kind of man he is. We know what he stands for. We're really happy to have him as a part of the organization, and we know how good a player he can be. But, Dante, with that being said, he still needs to get that experience. He needs to be on that floor and have those game minutes and be able to log that time and hopefully get him out there and not get too far behind the eight ball with this.
Yeah, you're right. There's no substitute for game action. And you can see the presence he has on the defensive end of the floor. It's astounding. With that length and how he alters shots and gets guys to think twice about even taking it down the lane. On the offensive end, he's shown some signs there too. But what will your message be to Jonathan on the offensive end of the floor? How will you work with him, and how does he improve that end of the floor?
Well, Jonathan knows how to play on both ends of the floor. That's what you're so excited about, a player like that. The fact that he is – he has a great feel, know-how defensively. That comes somewhat naturally to him. And, you know, it's almost something some guys have that you can't teach. They just they're born with those instincts. And same thing on the offensive end. You know, even like last night, I mean, it's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. But, you know, we're sitting there watching the game in Chicago last night, and you watch how he feeds the post into Nick, into Vooch,
yep.
And he's in the corner. And he starts to cut, and he sees this man like almost start to cover him. So he stops and freezes his man for just 1 second. And this seems like a really minor thing, but he freezes his man for 1 second. The guy stops, just looks over his shoulder very quickly at Vooch, and then he makes the backdoor cut and gets I think he got two free throws on the play. He got fouled.
Yes, right.
But I mean, little things like that. Once again, are things you can't teach, and those just come naturally to him. So you know, it's not so much of like, hey, Jonathan, think about this offensively. Hey, Jonathan, think about this defensively. Here's what it really is. Hey, Jonathan, we just need to get you on the floor and get you those minutes, log those minutes that you're talking about.
Okay, got it. Very interesting, John. Hang in there. We really appreciate the time. We'll be back with you here in just a second. More from the Magic general manager John Hammond, but want to let you know you can see the Magic try to beat their rivals for the second time at home this season when the Miami Heat come to town on Saturday, December 30th. Don't wait. Purchase your tickets at OrlandoMagic.com today to see the Magic and Heat on December 30th. Big games are pure magic. When we return, more with the Magic general manager, John Hammond, right here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Celebrate the end of the year with the Sunshine State Showdown when the Orlando Magic host the Miami Heat on Saturday, December 30th. Watch Aaron Gordon and your favorite Magic players try to beat Miami for the second time this season. Make sure to arrive early for our Fan Fest on Church Street and be in your seats for tip-off at 7 p.m. Buy your tickets now to see the Magic play the Heat at Amway Center on December 30th at OrlandoMagic.com. Big games are pure magic.
There are jewelers around that will steer you away from designer rings because they don't have them.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
The reason why they don't have them is they can't get them.
But at IDC, we have the designers women want. Names like Tacori, Viraggio, and Henry Dawson.
At IDC, you can get the designer ring that she wants and the perfect diamond to go with it.
Don't compromise.
Don't make her settle for a cookie cutter China-made ring.
Get her a ring she'll be proud to show off. At International Diamond Center, the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
You know, it's tough. Every game matters is the simplest way to put it. You know, I mean, you could have great teams coming in, you know, that are complacent, you know, or you could have teams, you know, that are coming in with records like us that are desperate, you know. So it doesn't, just because their record is poor doesn't mean, you know, these games are easier in any way. And you've got to go out and play at a high level.
That's right. That's a message from Magic head coach Frank Vogel as his team now, unfortunately, six straight losses, and next up will be the New Orleans Pelicans coming your way on Friday at the Amway Center. A back-to-back, they'll head to the nation's capital for our first game against the Wizards. That'll happen on Saturday. But come on down to the Amway Center. Go to OrlandoMagic.com, get your tickets. Come on in. This team's banged up a little bit here. They could certainly use the support in a big home game coming your way on Friday as they try to snap that six-game losing streak. Feeling good, go to the holidays and then try to get one in our nation's capital. 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. Time now to rejoin the general manager of the Orlando Magic. He is John Hammond. And John, as you mentioned, injuries have been a big part of what this team is kind of going through here the last couple of weeks. And two big pieces have been out now for a while, Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier. Are we getting close? What's the latest on Aaron and Evan?
I think so. I would assume so. I think there's a chance. You know, if once again, this is not my expertise. This is not, you know, I don't make these decisions. This is our medical staff led by Dave Tenney. But if not, I would say that the worst case scenario is that he would be ready to go post Christmas on the 26th in Miami. I would think that would be the very latest. But he may play sooner. I love the fact when we start talking about day to day. And I think Aaron may be kind of somewhat in that same position. I think he's doing better, but I know maybe we say today that Evan is even a little quicker to get back on the floor than Aaron, but I wouldn't think Aaron is too far behind him.
Okay, very good. And John, I know each situation is different with the teams you've been with, but as far as the trade market and how you view that, I know December 15th was a big day as far as general managers looking at everyone is available as far as guys that could be moved. But how will you assess the trademark? You and the trade market, you and Jeff working together. What are those conversations like, and what will the next few weeks look like for you?
Well, I think we, like any team, are going to be active and be in discussions as we are now. But, you know, I think for us, we're looking at who we are today. But I think more important than that, we're looking at who we are into the future, that we want to get this thing right, and we want to get this thing right long term and consistently. So, you know, we're hoping that if we do anything, that the message would be that this is something that we've done for the future to make ourselves better as we move forward. But look, at the end of the day, we're not going to make a knee jerk reaction. We're not going to be reactive. We're going to just be, you know, patient and see what's available for us. And we may stand pat with who we are. You know, the thing about our team, Dante, is we're still such a very young team. You look at our key guys, right? You know, a guy like Evan Fournier, you think he's been in the league a while, but he's only 25 years old. And Vooch, I think, Vooch is 28 now, maybe. And you know, guys like Terrence Ross, you know, they're our veteran guys, but still very young players in this league. So overall, we have a young team. So, you know, we don't have to panic and say, man, we've got these old players. What are we going to do as we move into the future? These guys are capable of, you know, being here with us as we do hopefully get this thing right and win long term.
And is that part of the process too, John? You get calls on some of these young guys, but because they are so young, as you just mentioned, you don't really fully know what you have yet in a year where you're assessing your talent and assessing these guys. You want to try to make sure you have a full grasp of what you got before you talk to other teams.
Well, look, teams are doing one of two things, Dante. Teams are saying, look, we're having discussions because we're looking to put ourselves in a position where we're looking to the future and to you know, build a team that we think that can win and as I said, win consistently. Or there's going to be teams on the phone saying, look, you know, we have not our backs to the wall, but we're in a position where we want to win games and we need to win games now. We're close to being a playoff team, or we're close to what we think to a team that can compete for a championship. And those teams are usually looking for more veteran guys. So, you know, one group of teams is going to be calling for young players, looking for young guys that can be built with. And another group of teams is going to say, you know, we're trying to get close to winning the championship. We need veteran guys to help us.
Very interesting. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond. And John, I know Mario Hezonja goes for a career-high 28 in Detroit the other day. As you assess his future and what it looks like here in Orlando or potentially somewhere else, what are you asking of Mario? We see the flashes, we see the signs, and we know he's talented and he's got it in there. But to get it on a more consistent basis, what's your message to young Mario and what are you hoping to see from him the rest of this year?
Well, happy for Mario. You know, at the end of the day, we always want what's best for our players. And, you know, Joe Dumars always used to talk about that. You know, if you're going to err on the side of the player, and that will come back to us tenfold. So a guy like Mario, you know, look, we didn't pick up his option for next year's contract. That doesn't mean that we won't re-sign him. We obviously can. But, you know, you're just happy for him. You're happy for him to get on the floor, play well, get a little confidence. I think Jeff Weltman's message tomorrow has been the best. Jeff always talks to Mario about you know, just slowing the game down. As you slow your game down, you're going to get the rhythm in your shot, and the shot's going to start to fall. And I think that's what Mario's doing. But once again, Dante, same thing. You talk about, you know, the minutes on the floor and that experience on the floor, that those minutes he's been giving him lately, I think are helping him, you know, slow his game down and get that confidence.
Good luck moving forward. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Dante, same to you. Have a great Christmas. Have a great holidays, and we'll talk soon. In fact, we'll see you tomorrow.
And special thanks to Magic General Manager John Hammond for joining us here on the program. And it's not easy. It's not easy right now, and this team has been hit hard. This team has been hit hard for 5 years, now into year six, and we get it, and we want to see this thing get turned around and headed in the right direction, but I assure you, so does everyone. And it's interesting to get the insights from the general manager as to how he's assessing this situation. You don't want to make knee-jerk reaction, but you do want to continue to evaluate and develop your young talent, either for the possibility of staying here in Orlando long-term or to move on and get another piece and move forward with that. So still a ton of evaluation left to be done throughout the rest of the season. But we got to get bodies back, and we got to try to find a way to get feeling good again like we did at the beginning of the season and try to get this thing going in the right direction and continue to build towards something. Next up for the Magic tomorrow night, they'll host the New Orleans Pelicans. Saturday, head to our nation's capital to take on the Washington Wizards, and then it's Christmas. So have a great night, everybody. We'll be back. No show tomorrow. We will be back on Tuesday. The Orlando Magic will visit the Miami Heat. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Magic fans, secure your tickets for the 2017-18 season now with the Fast Break Season Pass. For only $299, you can see every Orlando Magic home game at the Amway Center.
Here's a steal by Isaac, throws it ahead. He's got Mack running the floor. He'll lay it up and in.
Catch every buzzer beater and pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. It's pure magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.